Hi, my name's Andrew Day. I'm from Student Action for Refugees at Bradford Star. We're here today in Centenary Square trying to raise awareness of the current situation in the Aylesford Detention Centre in Bedfordshire. 84 women went on strike, hunger strike, a week ago in protest at the conditions there and the use of child detention specifically. And we felt that was a particularly horrendous thing to be going on, so we've gone on hunger strike for 24 hours from 9 o'clock today till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in support of their cause.
I'm Lavinia Crossley. I'm here with a group from Bradford today, a group of people that think that asylum seekers and refugees should be given the rights that everyone is given, and wants to show solidarity for the 84 women on hunger strike by giving out leaflets and telling people why they're on hunger strike, and also fasting throughout today so that I can share some of that solidarity with them.
So currently Bradford is a city of sanctuary, which means that we offer a safe space for migrants and asylum seekers to fight their case, and we offer a lot of support. There's all sorts of different action groups who offer wide ranges of legal and physical practical support to people who are seeking sanctuary in this country.
In Centenary Square this afternoon, giving out leaflets about these 84 women who are on hunger strike in Yarswood, and hopefully people will read them, learn a little bit more about the situation, that Yarswood actually exists, that lots of women and children are detained there.
Last week at a student group where we work with asylum seekers and refugees, we heard that there were 84 women at Yarswood Detention Centre who are on hunger strike, and we decided to do a solidarity action for them, which is 24 hours fast, to try and raise awareness of their concerns and get them listened to. We started the hunger strike at 9 o'clock this morning and we'll be going through till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Today we're doing leafleting. We're trying to raise awareness of Serco's connection to Yarlswood and also Bradford. Serco has the contract which runs Yarlswood, which detains children, but they also have the contract for education in Bradford, which is kind of a huge contradiction, we think, and we don't think they should be renewed when their contract runs up later this year. So we're raising awareness for that, and we also want to raise awareness for the women so that their conditions improve in detention.
We're asking on the leaflets, we're telling people what the women are calling for, and some of the things they're calling for is an end to child detention, better facilities within the centre, that people who are currently going through the system should not be detained because they have the right to claim sanctuary in this country, and they shouldn't be put in prison while they're trying to get that sanctuary.
Well, my name is Chris Howson. I'm a priest of the city centre of Bradford and involved in a radical church which is involved in social justice issues. We work very closely with the asylum seeker community, and many of our church members have been affected by Yarlswood, have been sent there, been detained there, and only a few of them, of course, get to come back. We're here today to go on, to join in solidarity with the hunger strike that's going on at Yarlswood. We're having a 24-hour fast. But really just bringing awareness of that to the people of Bradford by being out in the streets. But we've got a specific role in Bradford in that Serco, which is the company that runs Yarlswood, has a huge education contract, the biggest in the country with Bradford, and it comes to an end in 2011. And we're trying to say that, look, if these people are detaining kids, they're not fit to look after our kids in Bradford. And I think it's putting pressure on Serco, where vulnerable in places like Bradford, that's going to have an impact on what they do and what their behaviour is like, and ultimately, hopefully, get them to pull out completely of Yarlswood.
I think the people of Bradford are connected to the people in the detention centre, because I know personally that some friends of mine who have now got refugee status, but when they were asylum seeking asylum, were held at Yarlswood, and people from all over the north are taken to these detention centres. And I think that we have to be aware of this, and we have to make our voices heard and speak for them when often they cannot speak because they're held in what I see as prisons.
Well, in Yarlswood, 84 women went on hunger strike last Friday. Then they were, the protesters were sort of corralled up, penned into a corridor for about 8 hours. Several fainted, were in terrible conditions. Four were arrested, two of them accused the Serco authorities of roughing them up. They were actually physically pushed around. Four of them were detained, arrested and put in prison, but one has been released, we heard today. The strike is still going on. About 50 women are still carrying on with this action. And it's the largest bit of non-violent direct action against what's going on in Yarlswood, organised by the people themselves. That's why it's really important for us on the outside, if we can support them, to show our support.